This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats introducing a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan. The proposal includes another round of $1,200 stimulus payments. It provides funding for schools, small businesses, and airline workers. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's an olive branch to Republicans to restart negotiations that have recently stalled. Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump says the administration is rolling out 150 million rapid COVID-19 tests across the nation. At an event at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence reminded people that that will probably lead to the U.S. identifying still more cases of the disease.
With cases and positivity rising in 10 states in the Midwest, and with this historic advance in testing that's being distributed, as President, the American people should anticipate that cases will rise in the days ahead.
There's a new holder of Lord Stanley's Cup.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup!
That's NBC play-by-play announcer Doc Emmerich as Tampa Bay is celebrating its first Stanley Cup title since the 03-04 season, beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final in Edmonton last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The CDC now recommending that people do their holiday shopping purely online this year. The health agencies added crowded malls as a high-risk activity, hoping to deter Black Friday shoppers during the pandemic. Other Thanksgiving traditions like turkey trots and parades could also become coronavirus super spreaders, according to that agency, which is recommending having overall a virtual Thanksgiving holiday, doing things like recipe swaps with families or friends online, and otherwise staying at home and watching parades and other events on TV with the immediate family. Wall Street is starting the week on a positive note, with stocks closing sharply higher yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 410 points on the day to close at 27,584. The S&P 500 rose 53 points to 3,351. The NASDAQ adding 203 points to 11,117 at the close. And NASA's gearing up to send a $23 million toilet into space. It's set to launch almost 8,000 pounds worth of supplies from its Virginia flight facility on Thursday night. And that includes the toilet, which NASA says is 65% smaller and 40% lighter than the one currently on the ISS. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and it's what it's all about. And thank you for joining us, because this is an all hands on deck kind of thing. I mean, if we're going to get this country back on track, look at it. It starts with each of us. Forget about the the partisan politics, the party. I mean, this is the very thing we're living out, the very thing that our first president warned us about, that parties would be the end to us. They would be the end of the republic, because they would just tear us apart. And this is exactly where we find ourselves right now. And in the midst of it, we have people who are taking full advantage, whether it is, nefarious types that we thought were once existential threats. They're now living amongst us. I mean, you know, forget about Trojan horses. It's like we've got, a cavalry of Trojan horses, and they're all opening up, and we're finding out they are in our midst. With us right now is John Guandolo. John is a counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent. John, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and it's great to be back on with you.
Well, John, in your recent commentary, I there's plenty of blame to go around here. I mean, this is like anything in the United States of America. It's an us kind of thing. I mean, you know, right now there's a lot of criticism because of, the election cycle that we're in. He said, she said, he doesn't speak right. There's, mental incapacity and questioning and all this sort of stuff. But look, the fact of the matter is there's plenty of blame to go around, isn't there?
Oh, there sure is. And as we pointed out, I love your comment. There's a cavalry of Trojan horses that are out there. And the reality is we have a lot of enemies. We have communists, and a clear, identifiable communist movement, certainly in the United States. We have an identifiable Islamic movement. We've got financiers from around the world that are selfishly, for their own interest, pushing for one or the other or both. And of course, we've got people on all sides that are failing to address these issues, who are in positions of authority in the U.S. government. And some of those people include Republicans.
Exactly. What happened to the oath of office, John? I mean, you and I took it, when we entered in the military. You took it again in service to this country as an FBI agent. What did everybody have their fingers crossed that it didn't mean anything to serve and protect and defend the U.S. Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic? I mean, suddenly that went away?
Well, the oath obviously is still in effect today. People still swear an oath to the Constitution. It's whether it's enforced. And a couple things. First of all, I think it's a great question that you've just brought up. First of all, the oath of office is a legally binding oath. And what I find fascinating is when I was recruited out of the FBI and was working for the Department of Defense, along with Steve Coughlin, who had come out of the Joint Staff and had been working for General Pace, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. We were briefing chiefs of staff of members of Congress, as well as many members of Congress. And I can remember with specific offices having the discussion about the legal duty of the oath of office, and that if you didn't even know, back in 2009, if you did not know the kinds of things we were briefing them on about the communists and the jihadis, it was a failure of your oath, because your oath legally requires you to protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which means you legally need to know all enemies or do a due diligence effort to know all enemies. And since the information we were discussing was unclassified and we had put it together and given to them, or was widely known, if you actually just searched for it, that it was professional negligence not to know it. And when people died because of your negligence, that's called criminal negligence.
Exactly. But they're not held.
I think we still are today, 11 years later.
Yeah, because they're not held into account. That's been your point all along, John.
That's absolutely been the point. And again, one thing that I think you've pointed out well on this show is the final arbiter of our liberty and the final arbiter of for our leaders is the American people. Mm-hmm. And I just taught a class yesterday discussing America's founding principles in law and government, and the fact that the whole republic is held together by the social compact that we as citizens make with leaders, that we allow them to rule over us. We maintain the right to self-government. We allow them to rule over us so long as they rule justly, and that term justly is legally defined as being ruled in accordance with our founding principles and the Constitution, upon which was built upon those founding principles. And we have leaders now that are utterly failing their duties. And again, they come from both political parties. This is not a, this is a bipartisan catastrophic failure to take care of real threats to our community. Mm-hmm. And that is where we are. And the American people must step up. And they, while Mr. Trump is a one-man army up there in Washington, D.C., it doesn't change the fact that the leaders in Congress and the Senate, again, on both sides of the political aisle, have greatly failed us.
John, I have the sense that this truly is, I mean, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, systemic issues within our culture today, but when it comes to our government and what you're talking about here, this is truly systemic. I mean, because you hear aspirationally of new congressmen and senators and leaders who were elected to office, and how they start out, and then in a matter of years, suddenly you don't even recognize them. And then when they're participating in a town hall and you hold their feet to the fire and you're asking them accountable questions, they give you that deer in the headlights kind of look. And it's like, wait a minute, what happened between, you know, now and 2 years ago when you had all these ideals? I mean, is the system, is the reality of the Beltway so devout? I mean, you talk about dogma running deep in the hearts of many there on the Beltway. The dogma runs so deep that, and so insidious, that it ends up causing people to, you know, to adjust and form to their fashion and not the other way around. Is that fair?
I think it is fair, Bill, and I think that I have people who have told me who've spent years up on Capitol Hill, and they seem to have still maintained a level of sanity and identity, quite frankly, patriotic identity. And they just said, you know, it's a mess up there. And you're it's the saying that if you swim in the swamp, you're going to get dirty and stinky.
Yes.
And that's part of it. But also what's part of it is there's a culture up there where Democrats and Republicans go out in the evening and have cocktails together. So you can only be so harsh with them because you know later you're going to have a cocktail with them, so you're going to go easy on them. Instead of getting up there and really pulling down some of the garbage that's been built in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's the peer pressure, the things we dealt with in high school, right? It's even clearer and evident in the Beltway. We've got more from John Guandolo. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, that spirit needs to rise up in a big way to stand up against these antithetical forces that are coming against our constitutional principles and our beliefs. If America is to continue, if a free America is what we're going to hand off to the next generation. This is the thing about America. You know, John Guandolo, we live in a generational type of organization and program to where what we enjoy and what we're building up is something we would hope would be better for the next generation. And dare I say right now, the current state of affairs of America is such is that, you know, some of the kids may just say, hey, you know what, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, and I think this is what happens when you don't defend liberty and you don't actually articulate what it is that America is all about. And again, as you look at great quotes from great leaders and you listen and you read what the founders said, and for people who have faith, and I know you've been very outspoken about the nation being one founded on the principles of Christianity, is that the reality is if we sit by and are not strong in these principles, then many other ideologies that are destructive work their way in, and that's what we've seen. Where you point people in general, like you and I, who point out these ideologies, be they Islam or communism, that are destructive to liberty, that are destructive to human creativity and human growth, as far as a society goes, those people, because of the advancement of these movements and ideologies in our society, are mocked. And that's normal. That's the way the world works. Enemies will mock their enemies.
Yes.
The sad thing is people who are Christian can articulate the faith. People who are Americans can articulate the founding principles and don't know how to defend them. And we find ourselves in the position we're in. It's honestly why one of the three great principles that we have been articulating to win this war, one of them is to reestablish America's founding principles, and you got to know what they are before you can reestablish them.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, people are quick to blame, you know, the educational process, the schools and teachers and that sort of thing. But, you know, this stuff starts at home, John. You know, if we're not talking to our kids about this, you know, then we're setting them up, especially in light of this current environment, this information age in which we live in, and the things that the kids are forming their worldview on, you know, these powerful instruments that they carry with them every day, called a cell phone, you know, entertainment, all these doctrines that they are being indoctrinated by, and the amount of time they're spending with them, as opposed to the time they're spending with their parents that can talk about, hey, look, at this is where I can, this is my experience, you know, let's talk about the country, okay, and, you know, let's have a debate. Let's have a debate at home. If you can't have a debate at home, where can you have it, first of all? And let's talk about what the media is talking and what they're saying about the President of the United States, what they're saying about the next nominee for the Supreme Court justice. Let's have that conversation, but let's have it at home first so that you're better prepared and better educated, because who's gonna care more about you, me or Beyonce?
Right, well, that's absolutely true. It does begin at home. We have duties as parents and as citizens, not only to educate our children, to educate our neighbors, to encourage them. And we're at the point, and I heard someone say the other day, you know, how can you vote for any Democrat when their national party platform is communist and they're openly supporting communist causes? And I have to say, there's a lot of truth in that. And that's where we are. We have now very great divides in the country where people are, and we have to be able to say to our neighbor who, you know, they've spent their whole life Democrat, and they believe in ideals that are might be in some cases similar to ours. Well, they disagree in the manner in which these policies are enacted, and they've historically supported the Democrat approach. That's different, because we have now the leadership of the Democrat Party has gone full-blown communist. And we have
John, remember, it wasn't that long ago when they basically took God out of their platform.
That's right.
And there was big, I'll never forget, because it was the mayor of L.A. at the time trying to get consensus, and he made up the consensus that it was approved by people, but then they booed him. But they went ahead and removed God from their platform. So you remove God from the platform, you're also, you know, for people of faith, and as you mentioned, my faith, and I'm proud of the dogma that runs deep in me, Dianne Feinstein, is that... you know, you have a party that promotes the extermination of children. Over 60 million babies have been eliminated, you know, and, you know, Black Lives Matter. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Well, how much? I mean, you've allowed, you know, as much as 40% of that 60 million to be eliminated. Your babies have been eliminated. And, you know, you're not in uproar about that. You're not burning buildings, you know, going to Planned Parenthood that's in. Specifically located in poor areas and among black communities, you know, for one purpose in mind. And according to Margaret Sanger, that was to get rid of the less thans. And the black Americans and poor people were part of that mentality as a eugenicist. So, you know, people need to wake up to the reality, but they bought into the lie, which you set up in terms of communist principles. And one of the first things they do is they eliminate the truth. It all becomes relative. It's your truth, my truth. No, there's only the truth. And you exchange the truth for anything less than the truth. It's no longer the truth. It's not long. It becomes a lie. And that's what we've bought into. And this is why we've exterminated so many babies and why the country is in such chaos that it is right now.
And I think that's very well said. And I think that when you allow these things to happen, and I'm using that word allow because that's what we as Americans have allowed. There is always evil. But in order for evil to be thwarted, good people must stand up and take a stand. And I think because we can't just blame, you said this earlier, we can't just say, the schools, stuff's been taken out of the schools. Well, you're a parent. Get it back in there.
That's right.
So there's no reason the Bible should not be taught again back at schools like it was for the first 300 plus years of people being in this country, even before we were a formal country. In the 1600s, the 1700s, the 1800s, and the 1900s, to the mid-1900s, we had the Bible taught in school. Why?
Right.
Because it is the moral foundation of the republic. Mm-hmm. And a republic, hello, Fox News, we're not a democracy, by the way.
Right.
We're a republic. It's not majority rules, it's majority rules, and minority rights are respected, which means there has to be a moral standard for the nation, and that standard, according to the founders and according to our founding documents and our founding principles, the Declaration, comes from natural law and Holy Scripture.
Exactly.
And that forms the basis of the moral standard for the republic. And whether you like it or not, you don't have to be Christian to believe it. That's enshrined in Title I of the Federal Code in our organic documents used for the basis of our law. So that's what it is, and we have to reaffirm them. And when we look at how did Christian universities founded by Christian ministers like Yale and Harvard go from that to where they teach disgusting, abhorrent things in sessions over the weekend and on weeknights there, well, it's because we've allowed it to happen,
yes.
And we're not taking a stand for fear of being called a name, like, you know, a Puritan or you're just, you know, pushing your views. No, I'm adhering to the moral standard that has
exactly.
to be adhered to.
Well, John, we've got to leave it there, and I want to remind everybody, go to understandingthethreat.com. John has a particular article, and it's exactly right. Many people are saying, what's going on with the jihad? We don't hear anything from them. Ho, you're just not paying attention. And check out The Global Jihad Rolls On. John Guandolo right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tonight's the first presidential debate of the election season. It's to be held in Cleveland, where officials have been addressing concerns about unrest in the streets during the event. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says the National Guard's being deployed in the city today.
The role of the National Guard is to support law enforcement here during the debate. They're in a support role, as they have been in a lot of places across the country. They're here to make sure that people exercise their constitutional rights and that they're safe in doing that.
The 90-minute debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden will be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News. The candidates will break a tradition and won't shake hands because of the pandemic. U.S. House Democrats introducing a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan, including another round of $1,200 stimulus payments and providing funding for schools and small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got your back here, ladies and gentlemen. And Eddie Scarry, the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, joins us now. Eddie, how you doing?
Doing good, Bill.
Hey, great to have you on. We're going to talk about your new book. Before we do, though, of course, a well-anticipated face-to-face between the two presidential candidates. Debate number one that many people didn't think was going to happen. Nancy Pelosi all but said, recommended that Joe Biden not even give Donald Trump the time, lest she forget that it's not about Donald Trump. It's about the American people. They're the ones that deserve the time, don't they?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it was always a joke for any of Biden's supporters in the media or any Democrats in Congress to be telling him not to debate and setting these ridiculous rules about, well, there needs to be a fact checker, there needs to be live fact checking, Trump needs to release his taxes, otherwise Joe Biden shouldn't debate. Well, no, I mean, people deserve to see the candidates. They barely seen anything of Joe Biden, so we're getting down to, what, we've got about a month left. We need to finally see the candidate. That would be nice.
Yes. I mean, half the states are already voting, right?
Oh, right. Votes are already coming in, and yet I think that's a mistake for a lot of people. You've got to see how these debates go. There are a lot of people who it's probably not going to change their mind, but independent voters, it certainly makes a difference. And it also makes a difference that the people even want to vote. They might just say, you know what, I can't possibly vote for Trump, but I don't feel good enough voting for Biden either. And that, as we saw in 2016 and every other election, is a big deal. Turnout is a big deal.
Well, and what you're hearing, which is disturbing from both sides, I mean, here we went through 4 years ago a compromise of the system with the, you know, the Russians supposedly interfering. Nobody want to talk about China interfering or other nefarious forces that do and always do.
the president at the time, Barack Obama, said that's impossible to change a vote. Facebook had said, you know, they finally had to admit that there was about $100,000 spent on ads. I mean, you and I know this business. $100,000 doesn't do squat, you know, to move the needle on any kind of influence or anything like that, especially with the kind of message that they were, you know, that they were proffering. So it was all a joke, but we ended up in this big, you know, very expensive investigation leading to an impeachment. And now here we are, gone full circle, and the election process is under threat and questioned, especially in light of mail-in voting, and you've got ballot harvesting happening in a number of states. You know, we saw with Veritas video here over the weekend, the way it was presented to us, what's happening in Minneapolis. I mean, you know, ballots being thrown in canals and military votes somehow losing their way. You know, this deal, we're... Boy, you talk about dancing with a potential crisis here, Eddie. What do you think?
Well, I think that first, the biggest, aside from the coronavirus, the most overblown story of the year, I believe, is going to turn out to be this, like, how we may not know through the entire month of December whether what the outcome of the election is, just because of how slow ballots are coming in. I think that that's so unlikely to happen. I think that probably within 48 hours, and that's probably too much time, but I think within 24 to 48 hours, we're going to know who won the election, and it's just going to be pretty decisive one way or the other. But yet, I think I agree with you that I don't like both sides saying, you know, that unless I win, this wasn't fair.
Right.
I think that is corrosive to our democracy. It has people losing faith in what our system is and what it means. So yeah, I don't like that. But I don't think Democrats are any more innocent on this. They've been saying that, they've been talking about the ballots, the post office, how Trump is deliberately slowing down the post office, defunding the post office, and there's not a shred of any of that being true. Mm-hmm. No evidence whatsoever, and yet they've been saying it. And yet you have, again, Democrats like on TV saying this is not going to be fair. There's no way that Trump is going to do this election fairly. Well, they're saying it, so they're not exactly innocent to this mess either.
Well, it's like we need an adult in the room, Eddie. Maybe you could rise up and be the adult and just tell them to shut up. I mean, because you can't go around saying this stuff. I mean, you put questions in people's minds like, this is going to be illegitimate. And, you know, we're talking about even a Supreme Court justice, you know, potential Supreme Court justice, you know, and that, I mean, it's not like you're hearing it from the outside ranks of the parties. I mean, you're hearing from the leadership. You know, language like this. This is disgusting. I mean, grow up. And this is why your book is so appropriate, because you're calling out the kids in the room and telling them, look, it is time, you know, to grow up, be a responsible adult, take responsibility for this incredible privileged government that we the people have a responsibility and an opportunity to be part of.
Right. The book is the title, Grow Up and Vote for Trump, is aimed at a lot of different people, including those, but it's also aimed at independent voters out there who say, you probably talked to some of them. I certainly know a few who say, you know, I can't really decide because Joe Biden, I don't think he's really the guy for the job. I don't know that he's all there. I don't know that he has the answers on coronavirus. I don't think he's going to be the best answer for the economy. He looks also like he's excusing, if not outright encouraging, all these Black Lives Matter rioting, the looting, the arson, the vandalism. And yet, I don't really like Trump's tweets. I don't really like the way he talks to people. I don't know that I would have him over for my Thanksgiving dinner. Well, the stakes are pretty high there, and if all you're upset about is the way that the president talks and the way that he speaks on Twitter, it's time to grow up and make a responsible decision here. Growing up is oftentimes, it's not fun. You got to make decisions that are tough that you may not always feel 100% happy about, but it's making the right decision for your family, for your future, for the country. And in this case, in 2020, that the right answer, the responsible answer, is to vote for Trump.
Yeah. The other thing, I think, look at that aside. I tell people, look at the platforms. I mean, the platforms are so clearly and distinctly different. I mean, if you read their platforms and you make a decision and that's what you want to go with, if you you don't mind abortion, you don't mind the extermination of 60 million babies, if you don't mind that they, in their platform, have eliminated the reference to God, you know, and other issues that they stand for, what they want to do in terms of the economy, the very things that made our economy robust and allowed for record numbers, that took us out of, you know, lest we forget, the malaise that we were in, you know, for eight previous years under the Obama-Biden regime. Donald Trump has come in, and, I mean, there's some, you know, it's outside of the realm of the theoretical. It's pretty empirical, isn't it?
Right. Policy is a big part of it. You know, Democrats, they're the party of lockdowns. They're saying, Joe Biden says it himself. He says, we're going to shut this country down again entirely. If I get one expert who tells me shut this down, I'm going to shut it down. That's people's lives, livelihood, their dreams, all up in smoke in an instant if you elect Joe Biden. And he gets one expert to tell him to shut it down. And they're itching to shut it down.
Exactly.
So it's policy, but it's also cultural. You know, if you don't want to give in with the way Democrats and their base of supporters now operates, is we're going to scream and terrify you into giving us power so much that we're going to wear you down just by whining all day. Well, you know what? That's not the way we're supposed to run the country, and someone does have to be the adult. And the adult decision, again, is to vote for Trump.
Right, and the thing is that you can't even put a bumper sticker on your car for fear that somebody's going to scar it up. I mean, I don't hear a lot of people going and scarring up, you know, Biden-Harris bumper-stickered cars, but I hear about this all the time on Trump. I will tell you, my wife and I, we just you know, did a road trip because we were in California. We drove across the country from California to Florida, went through 12 states, and I can tell you, I only saw two. She said three, but I only saw two bumper stickers for Biden-Harris. Saw a plethora of bumper stickers and flags and banners for Donald Trump. You know, what does that tell you?
It says a lot. I've seen the same thing back when I was in South Carolina. Lots of boats out there in the water. They're got the Trump flag. A lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on the book. Wow. I mean, you're just writing them up here. You're spitting them out like biscuits. This one here, Grow Up and Vote for Trump. How can they get their hands on it? Usual places, I assume.
Sure. It's Grow Up and Vote for Trump, Why 2020 is Your Last Chance to Become an Adult. It's on paperback on Amazon and also Kindle on Amazon.
And we're going to link it on our website as well. He's commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, the one and only Eddie Scarry right here. Eddie, how can they be in touch with you? We've got a couple seconds left.
Go to eddiescarry.com. That's scary with two R's, eddiescarry.com.
Thank you, Eddie. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it, buddy.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get two bottles free when you order two bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy two bottles for only $49.99 each and get two bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, just reminding you that it isn't always bad news. Yes, in this fit and fret of, you know, this election season, a debate coming up tonight. There are some bright things. It's just a matter of, you know, what you want to look at. And I would say, you know, be careful, you know, in terms of the amount of, negative information and how, you know, we're setting ourselves up mentally, in terms of, you know, this fussing and all this fussing and fighting. This is why we're always delighted to have, the one and only Samantha Mao. She's the good news girl. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you'll see right there Sam's Corner. So, whatever stories we talk about today, we've talked about previously, and sometimes we can't get to them all, but, look at it. If you want to give yourself a break, check it out. And feel better. And you will. You can't help but feel better when you hear these stories and realize that not everybody is so concerned about Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that there's actually people out there doing some good things for people, which is really uplifting and encouraging to realize that we have some decent humanoids out there. Like, for example, well, first of all, let me say hi to Sam. Sorry, Sam, I was getting so much into the interview, I forgot to, you know, introduce you properly and even welcome you to the show. How you doing?
Oh, hi, I'm doing great. Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How's life in North Carolina now, right?
Oh, actually, in Virginia. I'm up in Virginia, in Richmond.
Oh my gosh. I, you know, you guys are, I don't know. I don't know why I had you in North Carolina, because you were in North Carolina one time, weren't you? Yes.
Oh, I was in North Carolina for years. For most of my life. This is my first time living out of state, and I have to say I like Richmond so far. It's really beautiful. It's cool here, and it's perfect fall days. And
oh yes, exactly. You'll get a little bit of weather, huh? You get a little bit of weather.
Yeah.
Plus
perfect weather
and great people too. I love people in Richmond. Yeah, great people.
Yeah, they're extra friendly. It's very like I'm like pleasantly surprised by it. Mm-hmm. It's like overwhelming how friendly the city is. So,
well, they want to be friendly. I mean, your husband's a doggone doctor. Who knows? They may need one, right?
That's right.
And he does make house calls. No, I can't say that because I'll commit him to something. He's going to go, oh, thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, really. I'll give you a stethoscope. You can make house calls. Okay. Let's talk about this Italian couple who they get married after meeting on balconies during the COVID-19 lockdown. Look, I'll tell you what, COVID cannot stop love. We know that, right?
That's true. And, I've actually been thinking about it a lot, though, because you think about if people were dating during the beginning of the coronavirus and you're not supposed to be around people for a certain amount of time, that can be a really isolating feeling, I would think. If you didn't already have your significant other that you're able to be around, it's just for a lot of people, I'm sure it's made dating somewhat more difficult. But in Italy,
It makes it cheaper, though.
That's true. That's true. Yes. But so in Italy, a couple, they're actually calling them the Romeo and Juliet of Italy. And instead of their families keeping them apart, it was the coronavirus for a little while. But it also brought them together. So they met on neighboring balconies, actually, after living next to each other for years. It's Michelle and Paola. So Michelle was actually outside with her sister, who went to the gym with Paola. And her and her sister were playing the violin, and they were playing Queen's We Are the Champions for the neighbors to lift their spirits. And this is when her future husband-to-be saw her outside, and he said, wow, what a beautiful girl. And she caught a glimpse of him, and she said, what a beautiful boy. And so this was back in March. And it was actually a couple months before they got to meet in person, but he would send her flowers and put messages for her sheets over the balcony. And then they ended up meeting in May, and now they've plan on getting married on a balcony coming up soon, which would be completely appropriate. And
I can't take you out to dinner, but I'm gonna send you some Grubhub, okay? So
that's right. Can you believe they lived next to each other for years, too, and only met because they were in lockdown? And, I'm sure they were just passing by, just going. I mean, even for Michelle's sister to be so close, to be going to the gym and know this guy for all this time, and they would have never known each other. And fortunately, she had some good violin skills, too, somewhere outside on the balcony.
Well, exactly. Well, how cool is that? And this is the thing about COVID, what it's done. It's caused us to live life differently, slow down. Maybe we needed to slow down. These two needed to slow down enough that they could find each other. And how many other, this is what it brings to questions, how many other stories in the Naked City exist, that are just like this, that because of the lockdown, I would not have met, they would not have met the loves of their lives, huh?
Oh, I would really love to know those stories because it has created such a unique environment that, hopefully we'll get past all this stuff soon and get back to a more normal way of life. But, for that period of time, it's kind of like it's just a different world for a minute and maybe gives people a minute to pause and notice somebody lovely.
Exactly.
That is nearby.
That's a great point, Sam. This next one is TikTok users surprise an 89-year-old pizza delivery man. Speaking of Grubhub, an 89-year-old he delivers pizza. What's going on here?
Okay, so this is Derlin Newey. He's a pizza delivery man for the Papa John's in Roy, Utah. Mm-hmm. And the Valdez family actually got to know him, and they started requesting him because they loved him so much when he would deliver pizzas to their house.
Yeah.
And so they started actually recording him because they loved him so much. They would record him and put his videos up on TikTok. And it turned out the people on TikTok loved him too. And people started wondering,
was he singing? Was he bringing pizza or what was he doing?
He's just being friendly. He's just a sweet older man and he's just being sweet. And, so they have about 53,000 plus followers on their TikTok.
Oh, wow.
And what ended up happening was one comment kept coming up, and they're like, why is he 89 and delivering pizza?
That was my first question.
Yeah, it's quite unusual. You don't see that very much, but it turns out, he lives in a mobile home park, and he had been delivering pizzas because he couldn't quite afford his bills on Social Security alone. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening is all these different people got together. The thousands of different people just donated a little bit of money, and they raised $12,000 for him.
Oh, wow.
And there's a video of him being surprised. And
can you imagine?
Even if you just watch the video of him being surprised, you'll see why they love Dewey so much. It's just Or Derwin, I'm sorry.
What a personality, though. I mean, but this is the deal. See, when you bring a little ray of sunshine, even if it's in the form of a pizza and a cardboard box, that's worth so much, and the people really appreciated the fact that they all donated. And I mean, that's just awesome. And not to mention, here is somebody as an 89-year-old man realizing that he's. To make ends meet, he's got to do something a little bit extra, and look how it's paying off for him. I mean, it's keeping him spry and a very young 89-year-old pizza delivery guy. I mean, that's awesome. What a great story. I love it.
And I wonder if he'll end up being friends with his family for a long time, too, kind of finding a new group of loved ones at 89 years old.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be vying for him. Hey, you're coming to our house for Thanksgiving. No, you're coming to our house. No, you're coming.
That's right.
He's going to have to make four or five Thanksgiving stops, you know. Gosh, we know those days, right? Hey, let's talk about this next one. A giant rat. A giant rat wins a hero award for his life-saving bravery and devotion. I didn't realize rats had this capacity. What happened?
I would have never thought this either. His name is Magawa. He's a giant African post rat. I just thought this story was so interesting.
It even has a name. I guess when you're that big, you have a name. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. So these rats, I looked it up. They grow to be about like 2.5 pounds, and they're like 3 feet in length, and half the length is the tail, just to give you an idea. But they live long enough. They live 8 years, and they're intelligent enough that so they're just big enough and intelligent enough to be trained to spot landmines. But lifespan is, like, you know, long enough that they can do this for a while, and they're also light enough that they don't set off the landmines when they're going across.
I was going to say, maybe that eight-year average starts getting down to six or something, or five.
But I know.
So they're light on their little feet as well.
They're light on their little feet, and Magawa, he is the group's most successful rat of all these rats that have been trained to do that. And apparently, landmines are a very serious problem in places like Cambodia.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And
it
takes people a long time to clear them.
Yeah.
And it's obviously much more dangerous for people.
Yeah, you remember Princess Diana had a big passion for her, was, going in and helping these countries dealing with landmines and that sort of thing. Gosh, if she'd have known about Magawa, she would have taken just crates of rats with her.
I wonder if she ever, because this is a British rat. He's receiving a medal there, so you're wondering, maybe did she have some of her work have something to do with this? Because I really had no idea.
You see what happens when Meghan and Harry aren't around? They got extra medals. They can hang them on rats now, So
that's right. Well, just to give you an idea of how much he's cleared, he's got 141,000 square meters of land that he's cleared, which is about the equivalent of 20 soccer fields, making sure that it's safe for everyone. And, who would have thought a rat? I had to do this story because you always hear dogs or these things.
I love it. Yes, exactly. Now everybody's going to go out and get themselves a Magawa. I want a Magawa rat. Yeah. Honey, guess what I got? I got a 3-foot rat for you, huh? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
How do you think that'll work?
I know. They're cuter than you would imagine. I really like it.
Exactly. Well, we got a surfer. We got less than a minute here, so we'll do this fast. Lost his board in Hawaii, reappeared in the Philippines, more than 5,000 miles away. You got to watch those surfboards. They can take off on you.
That's right. Doug Falter, he's a photographer and surfer, and he lives in Hawaii. And, he was really upset when he lost this board. It was really important to him. And it turns up. And can you imagine it turning up over 5,000 miles away and being reconnected? I guess it was based on Facebook, and he had such a unique surfboard, they were able to recognize it. And
unbelievable. I mean, we hear about people throwing bottles in water with notes and stuff like that. In this case here, from Hawaii, aloha to the Philippines. Here's my surfboard.
I bet he had some questions if people saw it going across the ocean. I would have questions if I saw it in the middle.
Exactly. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com and catch up on all the viral videos.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the